I speak to you in the name of God, our rock, our redeemer, our comforter. Amen. This collection of parables is not describing God's kingdom in a systematic, predictable way. Rather, what's shown is a series of snapshots taken from different perspectives. No single picture is definitive, but each provides a glimpse that adds to our understanding. The kingdom of heaven is like. What is the kingdom of heaven like? When we hear that expression, our ponderings can generally lift us out of this world. We live here. God lives in that place that is completely other. Our Father who art in heaven. These words come easily and can encourage the association of heaven with somewhere else. So let's consider a change of words. Rather than calling it the kingdom, a far-off distant place that we may get to in the afterlife, let's call it the reign of God. This language speaks into the here and now. God's reign near, within and without. When Jesus came into the world and proclaimed that the reign of God is at hand, he was not talking about a celestial, far-off realm. He is speaking of the God that the Jewish people knew intimately. Only now, Jesus is claiming that this God is uniquely present through his life and his ministry. Jesus speaks of parables that create an intriguing, captivating, and sometimes destabilizing effect. They reached into the hearts and into the lives of his listeners and captured them. Parables are stories, but when Jesus tells them, they become the word of God, searing the lives of those who hear them. Given a choice, how many of us would prefer a what you see is what you get kind of life and world? Isn't it easier to look at the world and know what is coming and what will be asked? If you're anything like me, I want to know that when I ask a question, I can trust that I will get a straight answer, an honest answer. It's just easier to figure that hard work and doing the right thing will get the expectant result. It's called predictability. Predictability has a way of organizing and stabilizing the chaos that's encountered. It makes life easier and manageable. But predictability eliminates the element of surprise. And the problem is that life doesn't always work that way. Life isn't always predictable. Nor is it, as Jesus proclaims, how the reign of God works. Sometimes God's reign is more like a net dragged through the sea. It pulls up both the good and the bad. Other times it's like a field that you see day after day. It's always there. So not much changes. It's just an ordinary field like any other field, except that it isn't. Deep within that ordinary dirt is unseen treasure waiting to be discovered. Matthew's writings assemble a number of Jesus's parables within our gospel story. The past couple of weeks, we heard two of them, the parable of the sower and the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Today, we hear relatively short parables, all seeking to tell us something about participation in the reign of God. So if the first two parables are about the surprising nature of God's reign, the second set describes the surprise and delight we can experience when we stumble upon God's reign and find within it a sense of peace and joy and purpose. These parables help to present a fuller picture, and they call us to re-examine our thoughts and beliefs about God's reign. They declare that this reign is priceless and powerful and growing in amazing, often unseen and surprising ways. Much like a person showing you a set of pictures from their vacation on a smartphone, so Jesus gives us a bit of a parable slideshow, telling us stories that reveal small realities of life in God's world. Jesus tells us that the grain of mustard seed, although the smallest of all the seeds, can grow into the largest of all bushes and can provide shelter for the birds. So things are not always as they appear. A small amount of yeast can grow flour into bread enough to feed a town. The treasure and the pearl parables emphasize both the cost of discipleship and the cost of redemption that Jesus paid. The priceless pearl, a small thing among the counterfeits and trinkets of life, has value far greater than everything we own. For those who choose to follow Jesus, we acknowledge that our faith is the greatest possession we have, and it is sufficient for all of life's challenges. Finally, the full fishnet, teeming with both good and with bad, is a sharp reminder about God's judgment when confronted with injustices. The reign of God is unexpected, mysterious, and not yet fully established. But Jesus invites all of us to step out of our comfort zones and embrace God's wild reign, to see and experience glimpses of it breaking into our lives. And it is breaking in. God's reign is beautiful and glorious, foreign and surprising, given what we know about the world. To describe it using events of our own time, the reign of God is like a beautiful land where the homeless and refugee feast at the table alongside the rich and well-connected, where folks with addiction struggles are seen and treated as beloved children of God, where the boundaries of ethnicity, economic status, background, sexual orientation, and class melt away, and we see one another as God sees us, as we truly are, creatures created in God's own image, every person valuable, and every person irreplaceable. God's reign is forgiveness and love instead of revenge and bitterness. It's where someone generously and joyfully offers the gifts they've been given to help others. And it is revealed in bread broken and wine shared among a diverse group of people. What is the reign of God like? The reign of God is more radical, more welcoming, and more inclusive than anything we can imagine. God's world will toss all of our ideas of righteousness and holiness and normalcy out the window. God's reign invades everywhere. God's reign and God's work in this world is not controllable, and it will never cease. It is unexpected, unpredictable, and often surprising. Just like the roots of the mustard plant or the work of the leaven, God is at work even in the moments we may not see it or perceive it. God's reign is here in the most ordinary of ordinary things. And God shows up, sometimes in the most unexpected places, whether we are participating or not. And this is all good news. May God give us the strength and the will and the courage to continue to participate in God's reign. And when life is difficult and we are discouraged by the divisions and injustices in this world, may we remember that God is always present, often in surprising and unpredictable ways. The gospel grows and spreads in spite of any human attempts to cut it down. And praise be to God for that. Amen.